And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Thanks Podcast. We're up in Oklahoma again this week. I know that last week I was back in Texas doing a swap cast with my dude Duke Ryan of the Drugstore Gypsies. Shout out to his ass. Pretty motherfucker. It ain't my fault. He looks good. But I want to shout out to my sponsors this week. Of course, Ironclad Custom Services, first and foremost. Those dudes kick ass. Shout out to my boy Paul Brown. If you're a fan of the podcast here in the Houston area, please go support your firefighters, because you're fucking mayor, don't. Piss on that guy. Would like to also shout out Shake Music Zine. My boy DJ Dugan does all my uploading.
Yeah.
All my editing. DJ's the motherfucking man. I love you, homie. He's got a new baby on the way, so best of luck with that, and congratulations. Would like to also shout out Texas Gypsy Shirts, keeping me fly when I'm not in a black band tee like I am currently. If you want Pearl Snaps, look them up on Instagram and get everything you need. Everything you need. Look them dudes up. And last but not least, Johnny Velvet Tees. If you need merch, hit them up. You know, you've got a dinner party, you've got a company party, your company needs merch, notepads, stickers, hats, whatever. Check it out. Of course, he also has a Mount Vernon Recording Studios where you can cut an album should you choose. So shout out to our sponsors this week and my guests here in Newcastle, Oklahoma, is White Lighters. What's up, dudes?
What's up, man?
What's going on? I'm going to go ahead and let everybody introduce themselves from my left on. Go ahead.
Dwight Hammer.
Hi, Dwight. What do you do with the band?
Oh, I sing and plunk on the guitar.
Okay.
Derek Carruthers, I play bass.
Hell yeah.
Joniel Prouty, I play the percussions.
Very nice. Banging on shit.
Bang, bang.
Hell yeah. So, of course, Joniel, we're at your house today.
Yep.
Love your guys' music, and I think it's super cool that and of course the internet, this podcast wouldn't be possible without the internet, but because of the internet I got to meet you on essentially through Facebook.
Correct. Yeah.
And that's really what turned me on to y'all's music and getting to know y'all. And for the fans who don't know, I live up in Oklahoma now, and I only live about a half hour ish depends on what road you take. I've been told
you gotta back road it, bro.
I'm learning the back roads. I'm not too far, just a couple of towns north from where I'm living, and I dig it, man. We had to have me over for a pool party. Of course, y'all throw block parties every year.
Yeah, we throw a couple parties when we can.
When you can, huh?
Yeah. Then you came for the Indian taco cookout as well.
Yeah, I came for the Indian taco cookout. And then you invited me for the block party, and I don't remember what reason I had. I don't remember if it's because I had to go grab shit or because I had to go on vacation. It was one or the other, but I had to go back to Texas with the old lady.
You missed a good one.
Well,
that is a solid party.
So you do what, 2 a year-ish? 1 year?
We do Indian taco cookout. Yeah.
Oh, the Indian taco cookout was fucking awesome.
That's per birthday. Now, if your family, get it. So we keep trying to expand the family to
have more taco cookouts. Indian taco cookout. I can't argue with that logic, man.
Block party, 1 a year, right?
1 a year. For what, like 3 years now?
Shit. Well, it's been longer than that. Yeah, it's been a bit. It's been going on for, I think, six years.
Well, for y'all.
But for us doing this, we've done...
It's been 3 years
it's
now.
It's three, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. It seems intensive.
It seems a lot more and a lot less at the same time.
Like, we had a La Luna Cantina food truck out this year. Newcastle Liquor always comes through with a little bit of sponsored alcohol beverages.
Laying down the wells.
Yeah. Man, they kind of lay down the top shelf shit, if you ask us. But
we had, well, hell yeah. I mean, nothing but
the best from Newcastle.
We had old Bubba's Brewhouse.
Bubba's Brewhouse.
Dude, shout out to Paul Steen. That's a motherfucker. And what is it, Laughing Bear Media? Is that what he's doing now?
Absolutely, yeah.
I need to talk to him about it. He and I have just been essentially small talking back and forth. I haven't made it to Bubba's yet.
There ain't no small talk with Paul Steen.
Well, no, I don't.
That's big boy talk.
Well, I mean, 100%. Well, okay, we ain't been talking business yet, but I'm going to make a trip down there. I think we have some mutual ventures we want to discuss. He's actually the one who pointed me y'all's way for this podcast. I knew that you guys were playing the deli a couple of days ago. This will release in a couple of weeks. Good. So
we did deli last night, or
Friday night.
And then Eskimo Joe's for their 44th anniversary party.
And that was that last night.
With Damn Quails.
That was Thursday night. With the Damn Quails.
Dude, and
was,
I love them.
They sounded great.
They really
hell did. Yeah.
Them boys fill some rooms with some noises now.
They do, man. They keep the swamp fisty.
Yeah. They're good.
But, man, it's a... But Paul was telling me, he's like, hey, you need to get these guys on a podcast. I'm like, we've been trying to do it. I was like, but I haven't had any time to go catch you guys live yet. Because between work and moving and needing to sleep and do some sort of hygiene care.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I haven't had time to do dick. So I was glad I got to catch you guys live, and I'm glad.
All in the same room at the same time.
I know, it was so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to Paul. We'll just use this as a Paul shout out real quick. So tell us about Laughing Bear Media, because I know that you guys as a band are doing some stuff with that, correct?
Yeah, we just recently started working on it.
So tell us about what Laughing Bear is and what they do, and then you're going to tell me about White Lighters and what they are and what they do.
Oh shit,
how's that sound?
Laughing Bear has taken over our social media, and luckily enough, you know, that's one less thing that we have to venture on for ourselves.
It takes a lot of time and effort, man. I suck at doing social media on this podcast, so I can only imagine doing it for a band.
Hey, if I can give one shout out, it is Laughing Bear Media. And if you get with Paul Steen of Laughing Bear Media, he will fix up your social media for yourself.
I need to make enough money to pay a good man for a good job first.
Hey, go mow his lawn 3 times a week, and I guarantee you, he will make that happen. No.
Deal.
No, he's very reasonable in the social media market. So, for any up-and-comers, small businesses, what the fuck? You could be a big business.
Yeah.
Hop on with Laughing Bear.
Paul don't care. Whatever you is, just come on.
Is it bad I could hear him saying that with, like, the same brow? Like, there's no eyebrow
movement? Oh, I'm sure.
It's like... Don't matter what it is.
Come on.
But yeah, they're giving us like statistics and whatnot of our do's and don'ts and our bigger audiences, all that stuff. And you know, when big business does come to the front door, then we have all that stuff in numbers at this point, which as of what, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, we didn't have that. So
yeah,
it's good to have.
Heck absolutely. Yeah.
And so it makes more sense when it's all broke down in the way that it's broke down through Laughing Bear. So I don't know. I don't want to sell everything he has to offer from underneath him, but fucking, it's legit.
Hell yeah. So how long have you guys been together as a musical unit?
Probably 3 years now.
Yeah.
2 years at least. That's weird to think about.
No, it's been 3 years for sure. Yeah. As a band, 3 years.
Yep.
I think
Did you guys play together like in different groups before this? Or
I played with Derek.
Yeah,
I played in the Handsome Devils with him.
Yeah, I was in a group called the Handsome Devils. It's me, my twin brother playing drums, and Derek Paul singing. He's now in a band called the Aints, and hell of a songwriter.
Hell yeah.
But he was playing lead guitar for us at the very end of it, and whenever we decided to call it quits, he came to me and was like, hey, kind of want to start something.
Scooped him up.
And I was like, yeah, no, I'll definitely do it.
Hell yeah.
And I said, who's going to play drums? And he said, Joe Neal. So we came out here, and first practice was right out there in the garage, and took off from there, you know?
Heck yeah. So where did the name come from, White Lighters? Because I know there's the stigma with white lighters or bad luck, and I love fucking with superstitious people. Like I make a point to buy those shitty wrapped Bics so I can eventually pick at it and all that wrapper thing will come off and I'll have a white lighter.
It's always a white lighter.
I know, and I don't. There's the tie with all the 27 club people died with it. Well, I'm over 27 now, so I'm gonna fucking make it. Like 50's my next shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, like, so why? Was it
it's a different time now, too. Yeah. 27's.
But also, you had to be famous.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're not wrong.
That's the biggest thing.
Well, yeah, there's reality.
We're golden.
Yeah, we'll be fine, fellas.
On the not so down low, like, between the three of us, our favorite show is the show Charmed, and that's where it came from. 100% Charmed.
Okay, so talk about I'm not familiar with this television program because you enlightened me.
Yeah, whose favorite show was that?
No, I fall asleep watching How I Met Your Mother, and I wake up with the show on.
Dude, Neil Patrick Harris is from my fucking hometown. Yeah,
no fucking way.
No fucking shit. He went to high school in Ruidoso, New Mexico. So he claims Albuquerque because everybody that's famous in New Mexico claims Albuquerque because it's the only large city. All right,
so shout out to NPH for White Ladders.
Dude, he has a Zia tattoo on his fucking taint, and that's amazing, if you ask me. Allegedly.
Okay, so do you base Neil Patrick Harris's fame on what he does acting-wise or Harold and Kumar went to White Castle?
Definitely his acting shit.
Definitely give it this second.
Okay. Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle was great. I think it's great to see him as a person laugh at himself that way and fucking own it. Shout out to the dude that can do that. But him on How I Met Your Mother, Starship Troopers, Doogie Howser, you can't deny that man's cred.
I mean,
he's New Mexican as fuck. Like, come on now. And he's an openly gay dude from New Mexico, which is terrifying because I know the prejudice that gay kids went through growing up. Like, I said that shit, you know. And his was generations before mine, or a generation before mine. But like that dude's incredible. At least for 6 seconds in every man's life, you wanted to be Barney or have the suave of Barney or any character that he's played, but specifically Barney because that man slays it.
Yeah. Is it Barney?
Yeah, this is character in How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
Oh, he's a
pussy slayer, and it's womanizer. Great. It's great.
Gets shit done.
He has a playbook. I mean, who's that organized?
It's badass.
And I mean, that show comes on really late now. I don't know. I don't remember catching it when it was fresh out. But
I watched the first couple of seasons, and then when I realized that, like. It's gonna be some highly disappointing ending, you know, that they didn't come forth with who the mother is yet. I just slowly caught up through other people who watched the show eventually.
The good thing about anime is you can cheat and just figure shit out.
Yeah, that's the way I am with Big Bang too. Like I did catch in reruns and hearing shit from people, but like I haven't owned a television, like the actual TV, in 7 years, so I don't know fucks on ABC. I don't stay current on that shit, but I hear things.
Y'all hop on TV shows? Where y'all watch?
Man, y'all ever heard of music? Y'all want to talk about some music?
Yeah, I listen to it once in a while.
A song favorite record this year?
Ooh.
This year? Like, new release or old release?
Well, I'm assuming the 2019 calendar year, correct? So from this date to this past January 1st?
No,
or for 365
who are you
days
listening
from today.
To right now?
G Unit, Beg for Mercy album, 100%. Boom, done.
You know,
give me a second.
I'm going to go into Otis Redding's Love.
That is definitely not current because Otis Redding's been down.
What are you
can't ask
who
my favorite album is and throw it
at Little Feet.
Little Feet, yeah.
Little Feet, what?
The last record. That's the album. It's so goddamn good. Them boys front to back.
Mm-hmm. Jam.
Chuck always said, I don't want to listen to a band opening for us if they've never heard of Little Feet.
No shit. Dude. They're so...
Or T-Rex.
Hey, that bass line of Long Distance Love.
It's stupid.
Yep.
Right, not just the bass line. The rhythm section as a whole. That make you redirect your coming from and well-beaten.
Yep. I don't know. To the first question, I guess my favorite album this year, as in for like this calendar year, I'm gonna be real with you right here, man. Shane Smith's new album is fucking fire. That Hail Mary, dude, that's
pretty good.
It's stuck in my head, and I'm not mad about it. And it like switches between tracks. It's like it just keeps continuously running in the background of my brain. And I'm not upset about it yet. Eventually, I'm going to be fucking pissed if I don't find something else to fill that void. But it's but I'm eating it and breathing it right now.
You can't not say shout out to Cole Wetzel.
Dude, Harold Solheim. And okay, hold on. I'm glad you brought that up because I want to say this. That is definitely one of my favorite albums of the year. If not, like Shane Smith beat him out, if anything. A lot of people want to talk shit on the fact that it's not, quote, Texas country
for Harold Solheim.
Tell
them square up.
Well, if you actually fucking read anything that Coe or the band has said about the album, right at before or after the release, it is not called verbatim a concept album, but it is meant to play on the music we listened to in high school. That emo. That portray that angst, that was the vibe behind the record.
Hey, and if that's the case,
but people don't want to see that.
Who's working at it? Like a genius.
It's
level
musicians
by
making
point.
Music.
Exactly.
Let them fucking play what they
exactly.
want to fucking play.
Yeah, there are records that suck, and this is not one of them.
Like
shut the fuck up.
If somebody comes to us and is like, that doesn't sound the White Letters, fuck them.
Yeah, it sounds like the White Letters, just not like how you want to hear them, so suck a dick and keep paying.
I mean,
merch.
There's a good chance with our albums, you're going to hear some fucking blues and country and rock. We can't just limit that to one shit. No one else should be forced to.
I for a hot minute, about this time last year actually, I was really, me and a buddy of mine, he plays in a metal band out of Lubbock called All Falls Down, a dude named Corbin. He and I were talking some shit and we were going to start a fucking ska band.
Well,
and I really wanted to fucking do that. We had a trumpet player, a drummer, I was going to play bass. Like the worst bass you've ever heard in your life.
Okay, so with that being said, could you be a reggae band and a ska band all in one? Like,
I think you can become a reggae band when you give the horn section a break and slow it down.
The bass soundtrack has already been filled.
Well, I mean, you go to a Red Dirt show, right? You go to a Texas country show, you know, whatever. Five out of six shows, you'll see the singer, the front man, send the band away. For just a minute, let them piss, grab a shot or whatever, and he'll hit a couple of acoustic songs.
Mm-hmm.
That is when a ska band would become a reggae band, is they just send the horn section off to piss and grab a drink real quick and slow things down.
What would you consider a ska band? No doubt. Scrash.
I just can't stand Gwen Stefani.
Because she's still relevant?
No, it has nothing to do with the relevancy.
A fucking babe.
Have you ever heard a goat caught in the fence?
By the book, Gwen Stefani did everything
correct. Who is mad at Gwen Stefani?
I'm not mad at her. I just don't care about her. Care about her music.
You're mad at Gwen Stefani?
I'm not mad at
Gwen
Stefani.
Come on, tell us, what did she do to you?
Yeah. She hurt my feelings. I'm just kidding. Really, I just don't care for her.
She broke your achy, break your heart.
No, okay, actually... here's
that,
my problem with Gwen Stefani.
That's a motherfucker that's fooling y'all.
No, here's
my, mad at him.
No, here's my problem with Gwen Stefani, okay?
Okay.
I think she's fucking hideous. I don't think she's pretty at all. I don't know, but I get that universally. I get that universally. I don't understand why. It's like, to me, her face is not symmetrical. I don't like her voice. She's got great legs.
Let's forget a meme.
We're recording.
This is all record off right here.
We don't edit. I don't remove material.
Oh my goodness.
No, it's personal opinion. I just don't think Gwen Stefani is pretty, and I don't like her voice, and I don't understand. If anything, I would call her like 90s ska punk.
I want my voice tracked to. Gwen Stefani, we love you.
Yeah,
please. I mean,
yeah, she's a babe.
Yeah, hey, baby, don't listen to him.
I mean, I'd watch.
Sorry, buddy.
She's got great legs, dude. I'm gonna say that.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't.
What is it? Hey,
Back before the Gwen Stefani tangent, back to the original thing. I think it's great that an artist wants to change, not even change the sound, just do something different. Coe's album didn't sound how you wanted it to. Suck a fucking dick. You paid for it. You pirated it. You listen. You're going to the show. You're buying merch. You're spending beer money at the venues.
He had flames on stage last night.
So. Yeah, I heard about that. He had pyro at Whitewater.
So it was him, Departed, and Cody West,
right?
Correct, yeah. And Departed's, or Cody Canada's son.
At this point, we're trying to figure out how to buy a van, so he's doing pretty good. he's all right.
Hey, actually, hey, I can get you guys a van quickly. I know a guy. And it'll be a good van.
We'll talk later. But if
what kind of interest rate?
I like vans.
I don't know, but when we go to Lubbock in a couple of weeks, we can figure that out because that's where he is.
Hey, homeboy had a Regency in Lubbock.
So speaking of, we were talking about y'all going to Lubbock. Y'all are opening up for Reed South. This will come out before then. But y'all are opening up for Reed South Hall.
Mm-hmm.
At Cook's Garage in Lubbock, which is dope because that's definitely my home turf. What all West Texas gigs have y'all played before? Like, as I know, this will be y'all's first time playing Cook's, but where else have y'all played?
We haven't, as this band.
We're just kind of merging in.
I've played in another band. I played The Office in Lubbock.
Who were you with before?
The Handsome Devils.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said that.
And Derek Ball and the Handsome Devils is what it went to, but.
Derek Bowl. He used to do production on this podcast. Shout out to Derek Bowl. Yeah.
Paul?
Oh, I thought you said Derek Bowl.
No. Derek Paul.
Okay. I'm deaf and everybody has an accent. This is life.
And then.
I played with Chance Anderson. Played there a bunch too.
Right on. But, so you definitely hung out in Blue Light and done all that shit.
I love the Blue Light, man.
That's my fucking home. Shout out to the Blue Light.
One of my favorite places to play.
It's turning 20 years old this year. It's like a warm dog of.
Never played.
Of Lubbock, for sure.
Dude, you've at least got to just come to Blue Light, take a fucking apple bar and drink a Lone Star and catch a show. Like, that's something you have to
What's
do.
What's that place next door that they have, like, Tom's. All the weird drinks? Like, they're like...
The daiquiris, yeah. Dude, Tom's.
I love that place, man.
Dude, my mom's bra hung off a rafter of Tom's for fucking ever. I
fucking love that place.
Well, okay, so Tom's...
Hey, what color is it?
I don't know. They took them all down. My mom went to tech and all that when I was a fucking infant child, blah, blah, all that bullshit. But Tom's has been open in that same spot forever, and Blue Light used to be a piano bar called 88 Keys.
Yeah.
And then eventually...
Is that how many keys is in the piano?
Yeah.
No, I
don't. Between the white and the black keys, it is. Fun number. But...
Is it?
You have 96. Right. Is it normal?
What, on a piano? It's 88 keys.
Is it 80?
It's 88 keys.
You're right.
Yeah. Oh. I'm trying to stick to that 25 MIDI piano.
Nice.
I can count on
that. But anyway, long story short, 88 keys wind up becoming the Blue Light, and that would be 20 years ago this month, actually, next month. Well, it'd be August. Yeah, because we're in July. August is next. It's about to be August in Oklahoma. I'm not sure I'm ready for this shit, man. I'm learning to deal with the humidity. Because it's not fucking humid in Lubbock at all.
Hey,
it's dry.
You got on that Pedialyte. They'll get you some Pedialyte. If you're working in the heat, get you some Pedialyte. Little in the morning, go in, you sweat it all out. Boom, you replenished what you took in. Boom.
Hell yeah.
You remember Little Vegas?
Oh, the Strip in Lubbock?
Yeah.
It's back when Lubbock was a dry county.
Yeah, so you like had to go out of town to get...
Mm-hmm. They're on the county line. Yeah. There's still Doc's Liquor and a titty bar out there.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I know Lubbock. All the liquor
stores. Well, and there's a Pinky's, too. I forgot Pinky's is
still out there. Yeah. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Pinky's Records?
Pinky's is a liquor store. It's a liquor and barbecue in Lubbock. And you can get, like, Gizzard's Ribs and a Jim Beam bottle.
So Day Day and Craig don't work there?
No, it's not Pinky. But actually, there's Ralph's Records in Lubbock, and they actually wear a lot of Pinky.
I get your reference.
Next Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Pancakes.
Fat girls need love too, Craig. Dude, okay, so that movie made me want a bull terrier. I'm not gonna lie. Chico.
Oh, everybody. Yeah.
Chico, get your ass away from
them. He's like, she know the new sweet
spot. Monastic Warrior Homes? But yeah, that movie made me want a bull terrier. Like that, and not being able to afford Target and striving for something.
Not being able
to. No black
Mossimo, what?
Outside of this, though, what do you do?
I help grow and sell and process cannabis currently. I'm just, I work for a company here out of Oklahoma, a medical company.
Mm-hmm. This is an interview done in 1988, so this man is committing a crime right now.
Yeah. I'm committing a crime?
Time traveler's
Oh, you can't fuck with me like that, man. I'm not smart enough to catch these jokes. I need more time than the average man. But no, I'm working for a medical company, and I absolutely love it, man.
Oh, great.
I've got my own irons and a couple other different fires right now. I've got some things that I'm wanting to work out over the next calendar year.
Mm-hmm. Expose them all right now.
No, bro.
Go on.
I got pulled over the other day for not using my blade card. I said, man, I can't let these haters know my next move. I'm just kidding. That is the greatest, like, I saw that. It's trash, and I love it. I say that to make things awkward, and I love that. But no, man, I'm just working in the cannabis industry, still doing the podcast. I know things are going to slow down a little bit this winter,
mm-hmm.
just because of, well, you know, nature. Like, we're still going to be doing a lot of, like, getting some stuff from indoor grows and stuff like that, where a lot of things are going to slow down. So I'm going to try to figure out if I have any, like, road options. I'm going to see if anybody needs, like, you know, a TM for, like, a month or, like, you know, like a three-day run or, you know, mm-hmm. something like that, merch guy. Shit like that, just to keep my brain busy, you know. I've noticed since I haven't been on the road with anybody, and I haven't, in the last month or so, I've been traveling quite a bit and catching shows, but I haven't been doing that as much, and I feel like I'm behind the curve, because you don't see a lot of the opening acts, you don't see, you know, you don't talk to the regulars at these bars that are telling you about the local cats that are doing things, you know what I mean, and you know, you miss that. You miss those connections and the whole networking and hearing and knowing. I mean, it's really just professional gossip.
Yeah.
But you have to have that to kind of stay up on what's going on.
Sure.
And I haven't had that in a while because I've been busy and broke. And so I've just kind of been looking to do, you know, maybe this winter. You know what I mean? I know it slows down for everybody, but like a couple of years ago, a buddy of mine, Dylan Bramble, he was merchant for Charlie Robinson. And Bramble's like, hey, man, I'm going home for Thanksgiving. I was like, great, I'm not allowed at Thanksgiving. He's like, cool, cover for me. And I got to do a week on the road with Charlie Robin. It was great.
Bramble's legit.
Dude, hey. Bramble's my fucking gangster. Shout out to Dylan Bramble. He's actually got himself a big boy job in Austin.
Yeah.
Killing shit. We hung out
last time he was in town with Shane Smith and Saints.
Dude's got a fucking employee login at his job and shit. Like, I'm proud of the man.
Whatever makes him happy makes me happy.
He actually just moved out of San Marcos. I was down there last when I cut the podcast with Zach Wilkerson. Was at Green Hall. It was a few weeks ago. Now it just dropped this last week.
We're playing with Zach Wilkerson at Kane's, and is that released
in November?
In November,
it is released.
I don't think so.
Hey, what?
We are I'll have this edited out. We're at like 28 minutes into this shit. We'll have it done.
Yeah.
But anyway. But yeah, Zach's a great dude, and I need to go check out more shows at Kane's. Like, I went the other day, but it was locked down. I just go to the middle of the fucking day. And it was a Sunday. There's not shit going on. But like, I know we've me and the lady got tickets to go see Bingham in November, which is gonna be dope.
Where
and, like, they're at Kane's.
Bingham's at Kane's?
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that venue.
Dude, I do too.
It's probably one of my favorite, like, to see a band in general. Like, I would love to see.
Dude, it's fun to work too, though. Like, it's not. There's a lot of those venues that are just like shit to like load in and load out and work and, you know, it's run merch and shit. Like, yeah, but like, I'm just.
Cool.
It's just great all the way around.
Good people,
hustlers.
Great people, great staff. Nobody's a dick. Like.
Yep.
Does anyone talk about smoking under the stage, or is that a
thing?
That's a thing.
I don't know about under the stage. No.
Yeah.
No. No. We were in the green room. We were under the stage. I've heard
that's a secret. Shut up.
Oh.
What?
Just playing.
I didn't know.
But no.
Did you play some ping pong?
Yeah. There was one time though, I was trying to put together a piece of paper to itself. And I couldn't make it happen, and I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I kept trying, and I realized that it was a receipt paper and not the paper that I needed.
Dude.
And that's when I realized Kane's will get you.
I'll tell you straight up, best ping pong match I've ever seen at King's Ballroom.
I'm dick at ping pong. I'm not there to win. I'm there to talk shit on the sideline.
Okay, so with that being said, some of the two best ping pongers I know, Jamie Gleaves and Tony Kent.
Okay. We'll have to check this
them
out.
Them boys put on a goddamn match.
Like, how long did this go on?
Long enough for me to forget what I was doing twice.
And you've seen me play ping pong, right?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You got like a whole bunch of
people. Dude, I'll put money against him, too. I put money on
him. I think Trey could whoop his ass.
Trey, you pretty
Jake?
Good? Pretty fucking good.
You pretty good?
Pretty good at ping pong.
All right. Trey, you got a back.
My mom had a ping pong table like in her shop.
Y'all want to have a tournament?
I don't care about
y'all. Y'all want to have a tournament against him too? What's going on?
Goddamn right.
Can I officiate? I will Google the official rules.
Yeah.
I just want to wear a striped shirt.
There's rules.
We'll get the ping pong table.
We can make this happen.
Block part of the ping pong table?
Is this match against you and Trey? Or you and Trey versus Tony and Jamie?
It's mostly about me and Trey.
Yeah.
He's over there.
So we essentially have to set up the bracket to where y'all are set.
I need my cellular device.
To where y'all are the final.
Yeah. Hey, well, when y'all call my cellular device and have it delivered over
here?
No, that's my phone.
I ain't got my phone in here. Call Jesse.
Go for it.
What do we want here?
Here, look, y'all figure that out. I'm going to drain the dragon real quick.
Somebody
I'm about to do the same fast. Fucking thing.
Is it under
your Trey, you that good?
Pretty good.
Are you that good?
Is it? What kind of challenge is
this? I need
I'm
to know that you're pretty. Are you pretty?
I want both good. You motherfuckers at ping pong right now.
Your dad got a ping pong table right now?
No.
He's got a fucking, he's got like 9 boats in that thing and 3 Harleys. He ain't got no ping pong table.
Oh, no way I'm playing you right now.
Ooh, look at him all scared.
No.
Oh,
the truth comes out, motherfucker.
So,
hey, it don't matter. Got
hey,
go
hey,
on.
Hey,
tomorrow,
I
got you.
I ain't thinking.
Hey.
Hey. I'm getting my buddy Jeff down here.
Weber, my friend
over here.
Sure.
Alright, I'm trying to get a hold of Jamie and Tony to see if he's.
He got a ping pong table?
What else do I need to bring?
We're trying
that's
to...
That's it.
Okay,
bring everyone. Fuck it. But,
jeez.
Okay.
All right, bye.
So, apparently a podcast has turned into a ping pong tournament.
We should fuck them up in doubles.
Right. I ain't talking with
you. Here, hold on. Everybody, hold on. Everybody tell us where we can...
Your personal bathroom.
Hold on. Everybody tell us where we can...
What's up?
Let's play real tennis.
Hey, we're still here, me and you, Mono.
Yeah, all right. Everybody tell us where we can find y'all's music, where we can find y'all on social media, where y'all are playing over the next couple of months, shows y'all can talk about. Like, where can we find White Lighters at?
All right. Me and White Lighters, right?
Mm-hmm. Biscuits and Lusters.
You can find us on the iTunes.
Okay. And it's W-I-G-H-T.
W-I-G-H-T, Lighters, yeah. One-on-one. And you can find us on the Spotify.
Okay.
And yeah, you can find us on the Google Play. Don't be dropping J's on your drawers.
I ain't dropping J's. Lighting J's.
So we can find us on
YouTube, the, Facebook.
The Tenders. Wait, Twitters.
Okay. And then the other T one.
Tender.
And then the...
Getting gritty on Grindr, right?
Nope. Instagram.
Yeah. Right on. Where y'all playing over the next couple of shows? Like, next few weeks?
Next few weeks. What we got, Trey? We got, we'll be in Cushing, Oklahoma. The Buckhorn.
Next weekend.
And then we'll be at the,
Myriad. Why these goddamn walls yellow? That's weird.
Something that came in the morning, man.
Sorry, dude. I'm talking shit.
It's flat, man. It's been coats on coats, bro.
That sucks, dude.
Over tote. Yeah.
I bet it was a bitch to get that to cut through.
I didn't think it would be. I thought it was a paint primer.
Yeah, do like
done. Layer.
All kind of primer.
Yeah, he's painting the bathroom. We're at Joe Neal's house. He's painting the bathroom.
It's just on the fucking
painting.
Yeah, I haven't stopped recording.
Yellow.
Oh god.
Yellow. Michaela wanted yellow. She is yellow.
But so where else?
And I wanted flat paint, and I got flat paint. Guess who goofed up?
4 big? Layers later.
Literally, yeah. This is the 4th layer coming down. Potentially tonight, tomorrow. Down. I gotta have it picture perfect or I ain't gonna do it, you know.
It looks yellow.
It does, quite yellow.
Everything so was good, yellow.
Jeez. Alright, so we can, yeah! So we can find you guys on obviously Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, your mama's house, most places, correct?
Deezer.
Yeah. All of the above.
All Deezer of the above. And what's the other one? Did I leave a poop on the toilet? Clover?
I don't know what Deezer is.
Right on. This is the segment of the
title.
Are y'all on title too?
Yeah, shout out.
Hell yeah. Welcome. Shout out to Jay-Z. Hova. But so this is the segment of the podcast that allows shout outs. Any, you know, sponsors that you guys have individually.
Hungry,
you know?
Wolf Beard motherfucking company. And
Bubba's Birdhouse?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Bubba's Paul, then, Hungry Wolf Beard Company.
And then, wait, Jesse, come sing us something.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, Bearded Bison Hat Company. If y'all want us to wear your hats, then
we'd love it.
Thanks, bro.
Right on.
And Dwight just wants some fucking new hats. God damn.
I do. Hell yeah.
Who else? Laughing Bear Media. Newcastle Liquor.
Switchblade Management,
and not just one, but me personally, I, Johnny O'Prady, I would like to thank myself and pat myself on the back twice.
Hell yeah.
For what?
For what?
Hot game.
Well, on that note, this has been another motherfucking episode of the Quay Thanks Podcast.
Whoa. Class and Recorders, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Class and Recorders.
Hey, give it some love. Say what you got to say.
Come on.
My boy Dwight's over here recording people at Class.
Too humble, but yeah, he will record you.
Well, hit him up. Check him out.
Hey, what kind of deals you got?
The good ones.
The good motherfucking deals.
Hell yeah. Y'all check him out. Find him. This has been another motherfucking episode of the Quay Thanks Podcast. Y'all make sure to hug your mom, pet your dog, and don't be an asshole. We'll catch y'all soon.